Good afternoon, and thank you for giving me the privilege of being able to share with you today. 今日は主に英語にします。すいません。時間のせいで、英語で話します。しかし、パワーポイントに日本語の説明がちょっとありますので、はい。So today, my parents came. I'm very happy about that. And not only because it's Mother's Day, but also whenever I think of my parents as immigrants to Canada, as many of you are as well, I think of how hard that must have been for them to come over from Japan to Canada, not knowing the language. Well, they knew a bit of the language, but not knowing the culture too much. And in my father's case, with no job lined up. And so maybe you can also relate to that. But I think you would understand the feeling of the Israelites, because they were moving to a new land, the promised land. But in order to do that, they had to cross the Jordan River. And they were going to start a new life there. There were only two people that had entered this land before: Joshua and Caleb. Otherwise, for everyone else, it was their first time. And so they were at the edge of the Jordan River, and God gave them three commands or directives. So to help the people enter this new beginning, first of all, God had to lead the way. So that's the first point, to let God lead the way. The Ark of the Covenant was the symbol of God's presence, and God was to lead the way. And the Ark of the Covenant is mentioned so many times in this passage. And the main focus of this passage isn't actually the river or the priests. It's actually God himself. And it's interesting to note that the ark is not only leading the way, but the ark also is in the middle. So people are crossing the river and the ark is right in the middle. And then after everyone passes, the priests then lead the end. They're at the end. So God goes before us. He's with us during the journey, and he's with us at the very end, making sure that we are protected. The next verse, in verse 5, is the second directive that God gives, and that is to set yourselves apart as holy unto the Lord. In these days, God required ceremonial cleansing, and the people were to stand at a distance from the Ark of the Covenant. In particular, at this time, God was going to do something special. His miraculous power and his holiness was to be revealed in a way that if they were not purified and cleansed, it would be dangerous to stand close to the ark. And then the third point. I cannot see the screen very well. Is that the third point? That says second, doesn't it? Okay, sorry about that. Nibanmeno pointo wa kore desu. Sumimasen. Me ga warui no de. Hi. And then the third point. There we are. And though the third point isn't as clearly stated, it is implied. And that is that we are to put our faith into action. For the Israelites to cross into the promised land, they literally had to step into the river. And most times of the year, the Jordan River is easy to cross, actually. But at this time, the spring rains and the waters that are coming off the mountains, it was very, very high, and it was hard to cross. And you can see that when you read verse 8. So the priests were told to step into the river. You know, like Ducky, who is afraid of water, we are often afraid too. We're afraid to step into something new. We want to have assurance first. We want to see the future first and then step in. But oftentimes, God does not work that way. He wants us to trust in Him, have faith in Him, and then step into the water and get our feet wet. You have to step in with faith, and then we will see the wondrous act of God. Second Corinthians 5:7 says, we live by faith, not by sight. So even though the priests didn't see the water slowing down, they stepped in by faith, and a miracle happened. It says in verse 16, the water stopped upstream flowing at a place called Adam, which is 20 to 25 kilometers north of where they actually stepped in. So when the priests stepped into the waters, they did not see anything happen. But already God had planned 20 to 25 kilometers away to stop it. So what God did, the men did not see. And the reason why I chose this passage is because I really feel that it reflects a lot of what happened in my last term. So for this last missionary term of 4 years, I was given the task of helping out 2 pastorless churches. They were struggling churches. And I knew going in, it would not be an easy task. And I had to know that God was going before me and that I could trust Him and I can obey Him in working with these churches. So one of the churches is the Heijo Christian Church, which is in Nara Prefecture. And I actually gave my last message at this church based on this passage, Joshua chapter 3. And why did I give that message? It's because when I came to their church, they were a church without a pastor for 2 years already, and their former pastor had resigned. And this is for this church only. There we go. Does this picture look familiar to some of you? I don't know if you can see very well, but this was 2005, the Gateway team from our church. So, Mrs. Ito, Tama-chan, Ryan, Motoy, are in this picture. So, and back in 2005, we visited this church. And that's the, and at that time, Pastor Kawamatsu was there. And missionary Doug Woike was there. But I just show this to say that when we went to pray for this church, that many years ago, God was already, even before I knew that I was going to go there in the future. And so Kawamatsu Sensei, he resigned, and so the church became pastorless. And so this church only has 13 members and 2 children. So it's very difficult for them to support a pastor. And so they would have just Bible studies on Sundays. No one giving a message. So I came in to help with some of that. And so yes, we would have, I would go there on Fridays and we would have Bible studies. And there would be other events. This is just a picture of one of the children getting baptized. Shokun is his name. He's 13 years old in this picture. And he's one of the grandchildren of the elders in the church. And so I would go there and preach once or twice a month. And when I asked them about praying for a pastor, they said that they didn't have any money and that the pastor's residence on the second floor was in too bad of a shape. No pastor could live up there. And they have no money to fix it up. So it would be impossible, was basically how they felt. So after some time, I asked to see the condition of the second floor. And so that's one of the pictures of the second floor. It's all rusted up there. And this next picture shows the ceiling is coming down and all the kind of junk that's in the room. And yeah, so everyone just looked at it and says, oh, this is impossible. And I could tell that the church members were very discouraged. I also became very discouraged that they were discouraged. And honestly, the very first 2 years of my term working with this church, I thought, what am I doing here? There is nothing happening. I was preparing events, but not many people were coming. So it's kind of contagious. If people are discouraged, then it's easy to lose hope. And but I'm thankful to you who pray, and the many churches that also have been praying for me. And I know you have been reading my prayer letters and you've been praying for this church. And so even though I was discouraged, even though they were discouraged, I felt that eventually, you know what? God is with us. God is here. And anyway, I just wanted to thank you for your prayers. Because God was hearing you in the middle of the river, even though I maybe didn't feel it at the time, or yeah, God reminded me that God had not left this church and God had not left me, and that God is greater than us, and with God nothing is impossible. So that mountain of mess you see there, it seemed overwhelming to us to clean it up. But God reminded me, you know what? It only takes one step at a time. So you have to step into that river and get your feet wet. And so, I came back to the church and I said, you know what? If we just take a little bit out of there at a time, that mountain of mess will be gone. And so I decided I'm going to bring a garbage bag with me every week. So I brought a garbage bag and I said, give me the key to upstairs, I want to see it. So I went upstairs and they said, okay. And I saw some stuffed animals. I don't know why stuffed animals were in there. But anyway, I put it in a bag. And whatever I could fit in the garbage bag. And then there they said, what are you going to do with it? I said, I'm going to throw it away in my garbage bin when I go home. Oh, okay. So then I did it again next week. I brought another garbage bag. And then finally, one of the ladies, Kageyama-san, she said, I'll say this part in Japanese because it just sounds better in Japanese. Yuri-sensei, anata ga suru beki janai. Watashitachi ga suru beki desu. She says, Yuri, you shouldn't be the one doing this. We should be doing this. And I said, sono tori. I said, exactly. And finally, then she started cleaning up. And then all the others started doing it too. And then I thought, you know what? They started putting their foot in the river. They got their feet wet. When that happens, God works. So what happened was, soon after they started, the next week then, I heard the garbage truck come, like the tokubetsu no garbage, like the special garbage man. like collecting steel and metal, things like that. And I heard the sound, and I go, what's that sound? And they said, oh, gomi no hito da ne. You know, and then I said, well, maybe they can do something. And so then, the two members, they started running and running and running and running. And they're seniors. but they were like running. And I just sat in the church. The one lady caught the truck, came back. He looked up at this mess and he said, I will take everything for Nima. So for 20,000 yen, I will take all of this. And then the others were like, huh? Like this? They said, that's very reasonable to take everything away. And so they said, please do. So already by the week after, when I came back again, it became like that. Clean. Well, not exactly. I shouldn't say that. Like they put new tatami in later. So that's new tatami. And that's new fresh walls. And yeah. Anyway, that's the after picture. So this just showed to me, you know, another illustration I thought of is in Japan, they have the electric bicycles. So I tried riding one time, but it's when you first ride it, it's heavy, like the pedal's heavy, but you have to pedal first. Then after you pedal, then the motor starts running, electricity starts going, and then it's really easy. So I thought that's the same thing, that God is waiting for us to move in faith, take that step of faith, and then he is going to work. So what happened too was Yuzawa sensei. Does he look familiar? Does that place look familiar to you? This is here. Yuzawa sensei came here last July. Yuzawa sensei, he was the Japan Baptist Conference chairman for the year. Only for 1 year. He said, I'm getting old. He's in his late 70s. He said, I'm getting old, but you know, I'm going to do one last kind of work for the Lord, and I will be head this year. He accepted the job. He did an amazing job in only 1 year. So what he did was, he looked up at that the second floor of Heijo Church, and he said, okay, let's move. So as head, he gathered all of us, all of the churches together, and he said, let's help the Heijo Church financially. So they gave the church in a loan of Jumang M, 100,000. Anyway, I'm very bad with that. But anyway, so a loan, and to fix up the upstairs, and to provide a monthly stipend for a new pastor to come. And that is to cover 2 years. And that, they said, you don't have to pay back. So because he also obeyed the Lord, and because he also took that step of faith, the Heijo Church now has a pastor. Yes, this is Yamamoto Sensei, Keisuke Yamamoto. And the interesting thing about him is that he, some of you have met him before, because he was in Canada many years ago. He got saved in Vancouver through the Vancouver Gospel Church. He went to Prairie. He said he visited Tyrannus, and I don't remember. And because he needed to take an exam here in Edmonton. So, and he also went to Sunnyside Camp. So an interesting connection there. But anyway, God was already working in his life way beforehand as well. And he had stopped going to seminary at one point, but decided to go back again. And he was able to take a fast track and finish and graduate this April. So when I left, he came. And that is April 14th, that picture there. And all of the, not all of them, but most of the pastors and other people who want to support the church came out to celebrate. And this is the installation service. So, isn't God great? This is a great answer to prayer. And he does amazing things like this when we put our trust in him. And having faith, taking that step of faith, is sometimes scary. It takes a risk sometimes. But the result is amazing. So I'll show you in other ways that I had to also get my feet wet during this term. And I needed to cross the river to enter some new opportunities. And so here are some of them. So when I first moved to my apartment, it was a new neighborhood 4 years ago, and I decided I'm going to try and volunteer somewhere in the community. So I called and I said, can I volunteer somehow? And I was introduced to the Iki Iki Salon for seniors. So this is a seniors group, and they meet every other Thursday morning, and they do things like flower arranging. That's what they're doing there. And there's a big group of volunteer staff, and that's the other picture there. I'm the youngest of the staff as well, but it's just been a wonderful opportunity for me to get to know my neighbors and the community. And it's at this event that they asked me, you know, at Christmas time, you have to do something as a staff person. 何か披露しなければならない. I go, what? And so they said, Yuri, what can you do? And I said, I can maybe sing a song in English, like a Christmas carol. And they said, okay. So I did that the first year. And then the second year, I thought, what am I going to do next year? That's when God gave me a wonderful opportunity. I found out through a friend that there's a lady who teaches ventriloquism in my neighborhood, like only 5 minutes away. And that's how I was introduced to Ducky. And through that, that was my motivation to do something for this Iki Iki Salon for Christmas. And that was the first time I ever used Ducky. And the seniors love Ducky. I thought it's only for children, but they got a blast out of it. So I think everyone likes everyone likes Ducky. So, but really, really, this opportunity to learn a new skill, wow, it opened up many, many doors. Because of that, because of word of mouth, I went to almost every JBC church because they asked me to do the children's message. The Kansai Christian School asked me to do it for their children. And then even from this, the volunteer staff, one of them teaches teaches at a juku. She said, Yuri, can you come and do this for our students? So many, many, it's amazing. Even, yeah, it just opened up a whole new world for me. And really, Ducky can speak better than I can. In many ways. There we are. There I am at the salon at Christmas. And there's also Tony. And actually, I wanted to bring Tony too, but he's a bit more bulky. Ducky's smaller and transportable. But there's also Lenny. So my family is growing. And another opportunity is the ladies' seminars. And that started at Komyo Christian Church first. And I lead that with Shan Reed. And we have had just amazing results in terms of, like, the women love it. And they want to come back each time. And we are teaching things that we ourselves learned. Shan and I, we took a course in Thailand that taught us, it was a course called Developing a Discerning Heart. And in that course, we talk about deep personal issues that we might have in our life that we have not dealt with before. And that becomes a barrier to our relationship with God. And so we talk about that. And We go into small groups and we read the Bible together and we share with one another in a more intimate way that we don't do at church regularly. So, and we want to spread this to all the churches, not just Komio. But Yuzawa Sensei's wife, whom you also met, she came here. She's right in the middle, wearing the white shirt. She came to all of our sessions, and all the way from Kyoto. So she loved it so much, she told her husband. Her husband, Yuzawa Sensei, then told everybody, all the other churches, invite Yuri and Shan to your church. And because of that, we had the ladies' seminar in the Nagoya area. So three churches got together and we started one there for the first time. So I'm really excited about this because when I go back next year, this is what I'm excited about, that we can continue and do these in the different areas, like Nagoya, Aichi area, Mie, Ken area, and Kansai, Osaka, and somehow Nara as well. Trying to get all the churches involved with this. And another area is the youth. I joined the youth committee for the conference and I love it. I just really, really love the youth. They are just an exciting group to work with. I think because of Ducky too, Ducky has helped me to go into the area of creative ministries and stuff. And so I've been able to bring that into the camps. And and because of joining the youth and being a part of it, I've been excited to see that over the 4-year term, 5 young people got baptized in their various churches. And one young man, well, he's an older one. He's not quite youth. He's college and career. One young man has entered seminary and wants to be a pastor. So lots of exciting things happening with the youth, and the head of that youth is Kensaku Higashi. Higashi Kensaku Sensei, who a lot of you know as well. So, and he's doing a great job, and I love working with him. And last year they made t-shirts. So the yellow t-shirts and the black t-shirts. What they are wearing. So, God often doesn't work until we take that first step of obedience and get our feet wet. So when I take the risk of giving generously, that's when I discover I can trust God to take care of me. But first, I have to get my feet wet. So when I take the risk of asking for forgiveness from somebody, I discover that God really will honor my confession. But first, I have to get my feet wet. When I risk using my spiritual gift, I can know the joy of being used by God. But first, I have to get my feet wet. When I risk making a phone call or a visit to encourage somebody, I can know the satisfaction of being able to touch someone's life. But first, I have to get my feet wet. So, the challenge I give to you is, where do you need to risk? Where do you need to step in and get your feet wet. And maybe for you, it's to risk for the first time in your life to accept Jesus into your heart, to believe in him, to trust in him, to take a step of baptism. Maybe you haven't done that yet. And maybe it might mean listening to that little nudge you've been hearing for so long, to serve God. And maybe that's a new ministry in the church, or just helping out with a ministry in the church, or maybe that's going into missions. Or maybe it's getting out of your comfort zone to reach your neighbor across the street who is of a different culture than you. Or maybe it's to get out of your comfort zone and learn a new skill. Because sometimes those new skills can open up many doors, just like this ventriloquism did for me. How is God calling you to get your feet wet? And finally, I should let you read that. I just want to thank you for praying for me and for the team in Japan. And this is our team right now. Me, Paul Ewing, Melissa Ewing, and Shan Reed. And we are very small. So one of the biggest prayer requests we have is for new missionaries to join us in Japan. Because when we're so small, few of us are doing a lot of work. So that's what we're praying for. And thank you so much for praying for Paul. He is doing well. He has recovered and even went on all of these trips all over the world. So that obviously means he's doing well. Yes. Another prayer request would be for just Japan itself, for the churches to be healthy, and for more pastors, because there's a great need for pastors. And that is the end of the presentation, but I do want to just spend some time in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that you go before us, that you are with us right in the midst, and you come after us to show us the way, to say that you are with us and will never leave us nor forsake us, and to say that, yes, I've got your back. I am protecting you. Lord, thank you that we can be strong and courageous in you because you are with us. I pray, Lord, for every one of us here, that maybe there is a new river to cross in our lives. And perhaps you've been nudging on the hearts of us for a long time now, but we haven't taken that step to put our feet in the river and to get our feet wet. Lord, I pray that we would have faith in you to take that step and see the wondrous work that you will do because of that. Thank you for answered prayer. Thank you for these prayer warriors that are here in this church and that have prayed for me over the past 4 years and even before. Bless them, Lord. Bless Edmonton Japanese Christian Church. Bless everyone that is here. May we walk together in faith through the various rivers that you may have us cross. In Jesus' name, amen.